Chapter 5. The Plan. Maggie walked home from school. The sky was cloudy and big flakes of snow began to fall. They landed on Maggie's parka and soon her hair was white. But Maggie didn't notice. She thought about Jennifer's words.
Nobody can tell me to stay home.
Nobody can tell me to stay home either,
Maggie said to herself. She opened the door to her house and Akiak jumped on her.
Akiak, I've got a plan,
Maggie told her dog.
It's a fantastic plan and it's going to change everything.
Maggie went into her bedroom and the dog followed her. She opened her cupboard and took out a small box. It had seashells on the top. Maggie always loved holding the box and imagining a warm white beach far from the village. But today, Maggie didn't have time to dream. There were $18 in the box from her prize money. Maggie took the money and put it in her pocket.
Don't worry, I'm not going to buy chocolate again,
she told Akiak.
I'm going to buy food for my trip.
Maggie left the house and went to the shed in the garden. She was happy to see her brother's old snowmobile there.
Great, it's still here.
The snowmobile was only for one person, so the men probably took the skidoo, the big snowmobile, on the hunt. The snow was heavy on the ground now, so Maggie took her snowshoes from the shed and put them on her feet. She pulled the hood of her parka and covered the top of her face. She walked slowly against the wind. The freezing snow hurt her cheeks. Soon she arrived at Eddie's house. She needed information from his mother.